because yes, because actually ignorance precedes wisdom. So you have to be ignorant before you are wise.
So at some point it can actually happen to any man. It happened to my dad.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to LifePod with C. I am delighted to have you with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another wonderful episode on LifePod with C, and it's always a pleasure to share this time with you. Today we're talking about something very interesting. Today we're talking about something very, very juicy, and it relates to everyone, or it's something that everybody can relate to. But before I go ahead, I want to introduce my co-pilots, and you know them already. But it's always an honor to share this space and this time with them. So I will always specially introduce them. First off, we have the one and only Sonia.
Hey, guys. It's so good to be back here again. Like,
Yeah,
I was saying it's so good to be back here again.
Awesome.
Even though you still remain a clown.
awesome, it's nice, always nice to have you guys here. Another wonderful person is the one and only, the King ABC himself, Bright Ayozie.
Yeah, my people, I'm here again.
The
now,
King,
we, now we did here.
The King ABC.
You know now. That's my name.
I think you have that's a lot to talk about this topic today.
I don't know yet. What's up, people?
Good to be here. And lastly, and of course not the least, the one, the only, the energy queen herself. And somehow I feel very, very jealous, because everybody who listens to our podcast and our episodes, they are just falling in love with this woman. She's none other than Natasha Brown.
Good to be here.
Welcome, Natasha. Yeah. Welcome, guys. I'm so honored to have you guys here with me. Now, we are going straight into what we have to talk about today. We're talking about the Nigerian spirit, and we want to analyze it. We want to understand it. What exactly do we mean, or what do you mean when we talk of the Nigerian spirit? We hear of the American dream. We hear of stuff like that. And so today we want to really analyze it and understand what really is the Nigerian spirit. And to give more perspective to it, we had to sample people's opinion within the week, during the course of the week, and try to get people to tell us what they feel about this. And we're going to be sharing a few lines from what people shared with us. But before that, we want to look at what we think is the Nigerian spirit. And personally, I remember when I shared this with us, I was like, for me, or to me personally, I feel that the Nigerian spirit talks about resilience. It talks about that diehard spirit. Like, no matter how tough the situation is, we just find a way to survive. I think it was one of our friends, Stone Tex. I was gisting with him and was like, you can leave the house in the morning, enter bus 15 naira to your destination. Coming back home, that same distance, no change, they will tell you it's 100 naira. Do you get? And you will not even fight nobody. You just move money, pay, and continue. And that's what I feel. That, amongst many other things, is what I feel is the Nigerian spirit. That readiness to adapt. We just always find a way, instead of, you know, caving into the pressure that comes with that. And that's what I personally feel is the Nigerian spirit. But before we take other people's opinion, because we were able to sample a few other opinions, I want to hear from my guys here. What do you guys think is the Nigerian spirit? Let's start with Bright.
Okay. Thank you, Chima.
You're welcome.
So for me, this is a very interesting topic. It's something that, you know, over the years you hear hear what the Niger spirit is, the Nigerian spirit, you know. And one thing just sticks. The Niger spirit is the never say never attitude.
Mm.
That attitude that you know that I'm all against all odds.
Mm, yes, I'm gonna make it. Yes, yes.
Against all odds, I'll be the best.
Mm.
Even though at the end of the day, it might not even be the best though.
But
that's that attitude keeps you going, and which is what has made us excel in different facets of life, especially out of Nigeria. So, for me, I would always say that the Niger spirit is. Or the, I like to call it the Niger spirit.
Niger spirit, yes. It sounds more Nigerian.
Exactly, the Niger spirit. You know, it's that doggedness. It's that willingness to see things through.
Mm.
That willingness to tell yourself that, Omo, I go make calm.
Yeah, no matter
what happens, I go make calm. Mm. I would survive.
Mm.
You know, it's survival basically. You know, the average Nigerian doesn't know how to back down. The average Nigerian the average Nigerian is a proud person.
Yeah.
The average Nigerian is the person that will tell you to your face that, Omo, this thing I will get it.
Mm.
And trust me, believe. Don't count him out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because he would do all he can, or she would do everything she needs to do to get it.
Yes.
So the Nigerian spirit, in a nutshell, is resilience. It's the never say never attitude. It's the can do spirit.
Mm.
It's the, you know, I can do this, you know, so long as I put my mind to it, basically.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm tempted to ask a question. I don't know. I hope I'm not jumping the gun, but I think I should ask a question now.
Okay.
Do you think it's true for a lot of Nigerians, like this attitude of not giving up? Do you think it's true for a lot of Nigerians?
Yes. So,
Or let's use numbers. Let's say out of 10 Nigerians now, what do you think is the figure?
So I would rather not use numbers.
Okay.
The average Nigerian is competitive. The average Nigerian is very competitive, and it shows in everything we do, our workplace, in church, at school.
You
see that people are striving. So if you are first this month or this semester or you come top this semester or this term, whatever you get, you see that next day, people are striving to get that.
Mm.
People are striving to want to, you know, maybe I should give Natasha to answer this question.
Okay, so let's take it up from there. You can just give us your view on the Nigerian spirit and then try to...
I think... Out of 10 Nigerians, for the never give up spirit or the never give up attitude, out of 10 Nigerians, I think 8 have the never give up attitude.
Mm.
Why I say so is you go out there. This topic is so close home because I love being a Nigerian. I'm such a people person.
Mm.
Every time I go out there, Chima, from the carpenter, to the mechanic, to the bus conductor, to the bus driver, to the road, the what do they call those people on the road?
People that hawk stuff.
No, the traffic warden.
Wardens, yeah.
You see everybody's at their station doing their thing. Come rain, come sun, come whether the economy is working or not. You see these guys and girls and women moving out, doing their thing.
True.
Even the beggar is hustling every other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Standing on the road, never give up, ego better. Yeah, I think that's one major thing about the Nigerians. We always say ego better.
Ego better, yes, yes.
So, so like the average Nigerian to me is, I don't know where we get it from, But we're, like you and Bright have said, dogged, resilient, you know. But another thing I would like to say about the Nigerian spirit from my own perspective is the average Nigerian is passionate about whatever they're doing.
They do.
How many times would you go to the field? Those guys are not paying those guys to play football, but you see the way they play the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Passion.
True.
The average guy out there that is thinking, tomorrow I'm going to be two-faced. Do you see the way he sings or raps?
Mm.
The average lady out there that is doing her wig or something, everything we do, there's passion in it.
Mm.
It is, I know, say I want make money, but make I try drum the way where I feel try drum. Try. You see passion in their eyes. You see passion when they speak. Mm. That's why when you even go to the fuel station and you queue up to buy fuel, especially during scarcity period, and then you see the fuel pump agent, you know, trying to first of all give maybe the guy riding an SUV before the one driving a saloon car, and maybe you just scream and you shout. You know, you see the raw passion that comes out from that fuel attendant. Now, what they are telling you, it's not our fault that this thing is the way that it is, but we still have to sell our fuel. So at the end of the day, for me, the average Nigerian is a passionate person. Look at the Toby Amusen. That girl was denied severally. She had to look for a loan to get to what she had to do. She had to get herself out there. And look at what she is now. Everybody's like shouting up, oh, yes, Toby Amusen. Yes. We see the other Ese Brume. And now these are the people who have gone global.
Yes.
But down to our fields, go to Borokiri Field, go to Elakaya Stadium.
You see people
are just racing on their own, doing huddles on their own. Wow. So like, why are you doing what you're doing? The government don't even look at you. Yeah. But the funny thing is, they really don't care who is seeing them. And then outrightly, if there's one of those scouts in the field, maybe that comes to sus for them, they're like, oh, okay, they don't find me on a true, okay, and they go with it. But it's funny how these people just do it because they love to do it. Irregardless. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, well, I mean, that's very, very insightful. So let's hear from Sonia.
Okay. I think basically what every other person has said, the Nigerian spirit is determination and resilience, because this is not just about Nigerians in Nigeria or Nigerians that grew up in Nigeria. Everywhere else in the world, in fact, black people in general are seen as aggressive people, because you have to see us, you have to hear us, you have to know us. If you tell us that, oh, there's no black people allowed in this class, that's the class we want to go. So we are exactly, we are coconut heads. You can't shut us up. You can't keep us down. We are these people that we have to be heard.
Yes.
We have to be seen. We push through no matter the situation. Look at every other, carry the average person from any other race or any other part of the world that is not Nigerian, bring them to Nigeria. I'm not sure they will survive. So we have been through a lot and we are still thriving. We are still pushing through. We are still making things happen. If this year or this month you try out this job or this business and it's not working, like, okay, next month, I think I can do nails or something. I'm going to do it. They're always putting their heads somewhere. They are never like just sitting around and just looking. A Nigerian can relocate or jackpa to another part of a lawyer. I have a cousin. Okay, I hope she hears this. A lawyer, a barrister, called to bar. She went, she jackpot. And then she went there and she started doing all sorts of jobs to make ends meet. She didn't care about her degree. This is not just, I just graduated, I have my degree. No, she's practicing. She's been called to bar. She has done her service and everything. But she went, she saw a better opportunity to jackpot and she took it. And she's still making things happen. She left this, she was like, maybe later on in life, she might still go to law school again there or something. But right now, she needs to survive. She needs to make things happen. So she just took up several other things. So I think we are that people. The people that just... I don't want to use survive. Because when I say survive, it comes across to me like suffer. No, like suffering. So I think it's just resilience, not survival.
Mm.
Basically, resilience. We push through. We don't back out from any sort of challenge or hardship or whatever. And that isn't necessarily like so good. It's like no matter the hardship, we are people who suffer. Just... Nami suffer past you. That kind of thing. But basically, we push through.
Mm.
That's who we are.
Yeah, I think maybe the word you're looking for is thrive.
Yes.
Yeah, so right. I think in spite of everything, we thrive.
Yes.
We have every reason not to.
Exactly.
Of course.
That's the truth.
Of
we have course. Every reason not to as Nigerians. You know, we've been hit by maybe the plague of bad leadership.
And that's top of the list.
Do you understand? Yeah, even though, yes, Nigeria is blessed. We don't have like maybe natural occurrences, natural disasters and all. But deep down, we could be more. Nigerians can be more.
Yeah.
Do you understand? As a Nigerian, we know that we can be more, which is why we always keep thriving. We keep pushing through. Take an average Nigerian. An average Nigerian does more than one job.
Exactly.
No matter how you look at it, an average Nigerian, I'm sure people listening now, they should look at it. Yeah, maybe they have a 9-to-5, but there's somebody that did by the side.
Also. Yes,
like two or
that they are two. Sometimes they are doing three things. Mm. You see someone doing a 9-to-5, the person knows how to barb. The person has a barbing salon somewhere. Or the person has a frozen shop somewhere.
Yes.
Or you do Uber after work.
After work.
Do you understand?
That one is very common.
Yeah, so you have, you know, I do a 9-to-5.
Mm.
But I still have things I do by the side. I have side gigs I do.
Mm.
Just to make sure that, you know, it go better.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, that's the whole idea. Mm. The average Nigerian cannot be put down.
Yeah.
The average Nigerian cannot be put down. Last, not draw.
Not draw.
You know?
Okay. So, I mean, there's no point trying to overflog this. I believe we've been able to touch on major areas. But we want to look at a few things that we got as feedback from some people that we reached out to during the course of the week while preparing for this episode. And Bright is going to share the ones he has. Then I have two that I'll just quickly run through. So I have one from a friend of mine. His name is Uday. Uday, first of all, thank you so much for sparing your time to do this with us. Now he says in his words, I would summarize it in one word, resilience. That is talking about the Nigerian spirit. He said, I will summarize it in one word, resilience. An average Nigerian is wired from cradle to grow a thick skin as they navigate through the harsh realities obtainable in this country. This is why, having survived growing up here, most Nigerians eventually travel abroad where things actually work and thrive in all their fields of endeavor without struggles. After all, an adage says, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And then he also says that, secondly, an average Nigerian can handle stress better than people in developed countries. If you check the stats, you will notice that there are less cases of psychological and traumatic issues in Nigeria than in other countries.
I disagree. Sorry, let's pause there.
Okay.
So, you know, it's good that we dissect these things as they come.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the truth is, we don't have enough people or enough resources to check, to confirm if people don't have... There's a lot of mental health issues in Nigeria.
It's still that survival, it's still that thriving thing that's making people cope.
It's a false reality. I don't know how to explain it, because our reality right now, for instance, do you know how many doctors are leaving the country every day for a better life? How many doctors do we have that can take care of the population that we have? Let alone mental health doctors.
Doctors.
So we are on our own. So which is why we feel that, we can survive.
Quick
we have to survive. Mm. Yeah. But deep down, if we go outside the country and go for a proper health check, we are not okay.
You don't die. You don't. Yeah,
we don't do all right. And which is why you see a young man can just drop dead.
Yeah, 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 yeah. True.
Without anything, he just slumps and dies because of stress and mental health. No proper health care.
Mm.
Yeah, but go ahead.
It's quite a long, but I'll just jump. He said, so in a nutshell, we are resilient, we are survivors, we are tough, and we are go-getters. And I think that's where I will stop. Then I'll just take the second one that I have. He says, in my opinion, an average Nigerian is impatient. Now he's talking about nation building. This guy now is talking about Nigerian spirit with regards to nation building. He said, an average Nigerian is impatient. This is Israel, by the way. This is Israel Ajayi. Thank you so much, Israel. He said, an average Nigerian is impatient and self-centered. From the road users to private and public motorists to motorcycles, keke drivers, etc. to pedestrians, the level of tolerance is so low. Everyone seems so right in their ways. And then he talks about the entitlement spirit, expecting so much where there is little or no investment. And he says, what about the let's bring him down spirit, and so on and so forth. He had a lot to say, and I think we'll find a time to share that. But for the sake of time, I'll just stop there. So, Sonia, do you want to react to this? Or just, okay, I think you should. Do you have the one from Afini that you want to share?
Okay, yes, I think I should share the one from Tontex.
Okay.
First.
Okay.
So, some time ago, I was hanging out with my friends, Tontex and Peel, Charlotte. And I asked them the question. I was like, what do you think the Nigerian spirit is? And the both of them just said almost at the same time, survival. We are basically just surviving in this place. Like, nothing is working. Mm. Nothing is happening anymore for us. We are just surviving. So far, everything. But and when they said that, I was like, yeah, I agree. Because a lot of things are going wrong. And nothing is really working the way it's supposed to. When you feel like... oh, this is my lowest point. Mm. Nigeria will take you to hell. When you feel like, oh, this is so low. Ah, this is low. Nigeria will say, hold my beer.
It can't be worse than this.
It can't be worse than this. Something else will come out.
Nigeria will say, say no more.
Say no more. So basically, they were coming from that standpoint of we're just surviving. Like at this point, we can't really stop and say, okay, this is it. We can't take anymore. Mm. So we're just, you know, pushing through. And we also, it brought us to the conversation of a lot of us that are starting businesses and being CEOs and entrepreneurs. A lot of us don't have any business doing those things because people are built differently. Some people are built to be assistants. Mm-hmm. Some people are built to be CEOs and all of that. Some people are built to take your idea and take your directives and run with it. Mm-hmm. They can't really like hold it down and say, okay, this is the vision. They can't create. While some other people, like, they sleep like this and wake up $1 million idea pops in their head. But because we are in this space where things are not really working, you're just finding a way to just, you know, make things happen for you. You start and say, okay, I can cook jollof rice, right?
Let me
I can design something with maybe photo grid or something, design anything on my phone. Okay, I'm a graphic designer.
And you know what's funny? Sorry, Sonia, you know what's funny? That person that says I can cook jollof rice, let me cook jollof rice. The Nigerian spirit in the person who made the person cook jollof rice well.
Yes, and you were excelling that business.
And we excel in that business. That jollof rice, you go cook out.
You go cook and you go run out.
Do you get? So it's a beautiful thing.
Yes. So basically that was part of the conversations we were having that day. And then they were just like, we're just surviving at this point. Some people don't have any business in maybe entertainment industry or maybe in some certain industries that they find themselves in, but because they see that, oh, this is paying right now. Let's do it.
This is where it is.
Yes, why not? And then later on, I had a conversation with Afini, Charlotte. And then, Charlotte to you. And then Afini.
I heard it the first time. I wasn't sure what I heard. But now.
Charlotte. And then Afini said, first of all, he doesn't think that there is a Nigerian spirit.
Mm.
He thinks it is an African spirit. It's more like a black people spirit.
Mm.
And he thinks that what it is resilience and determination, basically.
Yeah.
Because, but I was like, okay, Nigerians behave differently from South Africans, from Tanzanians and all of it. Well, like, there is just one thing in common, which is, when you go abroad, like with white people and all of that, what they see is black people. They all behave alike. They are all aggressive people and tough people and all of that. So it was basically trying to say that if at all there was a Nigerian spirit, it would be resilience. But it doesn't really agree with the whole idea of Nigerian spirit. It thinks it's more of a black people, African spirit type of thing. So.
Okay, well, black people, African, Nigerian, well, kind of all on one the same, but not quite, you know, because the average Nigerian, yeah, in as much as we adjust to a lot of things and in as much as we are resilient about a lot of things that happen to us, let's not forget that at the core of a Nigerian man is Jaye. We like to turn up. We cannot come and kill ourselves. That's one thing I love about us so much.
Yoruba people, shout out to Yoruba people. I swear, they like partying.
I love that so much. So apart from the fact that Nigerians love Jaye, like we love to have a good time. Nigerians innately, remove the influence of the negativity that comes from the government. Nigerians innately are not negative in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But I cannot say so for, Lord Jesus, don't drag me, but I cannot say so for a lot of other African countries or the blacks in general. like the blacks in America. I can't say that for them because a lot of the time they want to dissociate themselves from being Africans. Let's not go there. Let's leave that for another day.
Yes.
Bring it down to Africa. A lot of Africans, when they see every time Nigerians thrive, they go like, oh, it's a Nigerian again. It's a Nigerian again. It's a Nigerian again. Yeah. But most of the time for us, from our angle, when we see a South African tribe, it's like, yo, get it. Mm-hmm. When we see a Ghanaian tribe, okay, that's Sarkodie now. That's okay, bring it down to Twitter. When any foreigner gets to drag any African nation, the first country you see, they're carrying it on their shoulders, Nigerians. Yes. Because don't come and insult our brothers or our sisters, right? But so that's something. Every time I approach the context of the Nigerian spirit, I approach it from innately who we are, outside of the influence of the government. Because the spirit of a Nigerian is not born out of the effects of what the government has done. The spirit of a Nigerian is that person you experience outside of external influences when you were growing up. What did you experience around you? Even as you're grown up, what are you experiencing around you? The only thing that makes our minds change about us as Nigerians, based off of, oh, Nigerians can be selfish, we can be this, is as a result of the effect that comes with poor governance. We've said that. But I want to take the Nigerian spirit out of the context or out of the influence of what the government does. When you experience a Nigerian on a day-to-day basis, what do you see? What do you experience? Leave government, leave inflation, leave all of that. What do you experience? I experience somebody who is just... I know, get you for mind. I just want to go after I've carried my block today or put a block on another as a bricklayer.
Yeah, money, go and flange your.
Let me go and have.
Okay. I can't remember the lyrics. Igbo and Shayo.
No, but seriously. I swear. But that's the basic Nigerian. We just want to chill. We just want to be happy.
Yeah.
That's why the Nigerians, for me, I always say that Nigerians are one of the most beautiful people on earth. In the sense that imagine if our government were to do right by the people. Imagine what Nigeria would be like. On a normal day, with all the madness we're having, you see what Nigerians are like. For example, okay, now we talk about the selfishness of Nigerians, but I beg to differ, because I've seen avenues where the people who charge people for cars, like, you don't...
Agbiros.
Yes.
Task force.
Unofficial valet.
Calm down, no.
Unofficial valet.
Are you in Italy?
Unofficial valet.
Yeah, so I've been in situations where they stop somebody. You're not faulting any of the laws, but you know how some of these officers are, and you see another individual park and come down and say, "Oga, no, I saw how this guy was driving. That's not true." I'm like, yo, Nigerians innately, our spirit, we are very communal. We are not for ourselves alone. We see the next person. If I see that you're hurting, I want to come out and say, what's up? The only reason those things are a little bit suppressed now is because of the weight of the unpleasant, of the unpleasantness we're experiencing from the government, right? So at the end of the day, I beg, Nigerians are elite. We're amazing. Yeah.
I love that. No, Natasha, you killed it there. Because I was going to respond to what you said, like that Afinis mentioned, as regards Africans being the same.
Yeah.
I totally and respectfully disagree. Why? Have you heard other countries talk about Nigerians?
No, he also said something like, if we're going to differentiate and say there's a Nigerian spirit, which means there's also an Igbo spirit, a Yoruba spirit, a River spirit.
Obviously. Yes, we can always say that, but innately, the Nigerian spirit is a combination of all these things. Yeah, the Nigerian spirit is the Nigerianness in us. We have this larger than life attitude. We have this larger than life attitude. You know, you can't take it away from us.
Right, you cannot see a Nigerian somewhere and not know
it's a Nigerian. There's no way. Who born you? Do you get? So the average Nigerian will always show off, show out, and show himself and put Nigeria on the map. Average Nigerian.
And be amazing while at it.
While at it.
About the jollof rice. Yes. Even though they decide to cook that jollof.
They will cook it well.
It will be lit.
Do you get? Like you will hear all those, like maybe Tanzanian girls or Ghanaian girls or South African women. They want Nigerian men. They all talk about Nigerian men, how Nigerian men take care of them, how Nigerian men are this, how Nigerian men are that. The same thing with our women. Our women go out there.
Nigerian men will stay in your white too.
So the same thing with our Nigerian women. They will go out there, do what they need to do, look hot, look fly, and still kill it.
Yes.
Still kill it. Do you get? You know, we have the Chimamandas now.
Yeah.
Do you know we have the Toby Amusons? We have the Ese Brumens.
We have people. We have the C.
So the bottom line.
I'm sorry, guys, for the noise.
That's the Nigerian spirit.
We're passionate. So that's the thing. Nigerians will always show themselves. That one, normal. Bottom line. We're amazing like that. That's the truth. And I love to be Nigerian. And that's why I hope you guys have your PVCs. Because we need to make Nigeria work. And the Nigerian spirit has to work.
Has to
blossom.
Imagine everything was going on well, just like you said. Imagine everything. It will be a carnival every other day. I mean, even in the suffering that we are suffering.
Look,
go to Lagos in December now. Dirty December. December is just dirty. We don't do clean December in this country. And people are suffering. No, we don't have money. We don't have money. We all agree that we don't have money. Maybe we'll see that money to buy that NSC. So imagine everything was now great, man. People be coming here for vacations.
Like, have you guys even? So right now, on social media, I think almost maybe in the whole continent, Nigeria is the most feared social media network ever. You don't want to come for us.
No. Absolutely.
You don't. You know how? So another thing about Nigerians is so innately, like within ourselves or amongst ourselves. Igbos can maybe diss the Yorubas a little kind of way.
Hausas
can say some a little type of way. Mm-hmm. But don't you a foreigner come out here
come
and say
out. Exactly.
This thing. Come for you, your mother, your father, everybody, your lineage will
like,
come for you.
Like this thing you're saying now is just like a typical example of you see a couple fighting. You now come from nowhere and say no, Oga, you're not supposed to be treating your wife like this. It is that wife that are defending now that will now turn around and say, "Is it your business? Is it your business?"
My brother. So there was something that I saw on Twitter some days ago, or I think it was yesterday or so. Some lady, some black American lady, wrote on Twitter saying that African food is trash. African food is dirty. Anybody who eats African food is dirty. Whoa. Oh God.
Whoa. I think that girl is not on social media anymore.
Guess what? She blocked her account. She blocked her account. She had to lock her account because
she has to.
One guy tweeted her told her that just wait till Nigerians wake up.
Don't worry.
That's all she needed.
She's not sure for her, means she not block her account.
What? You cannot come for us like that. And that's what we Nigerians were united when it comes to out
us.
From external forces. We are really united. And that's one thing I love about being Nigerian. You know, you can go out there, once you say guy, how far?
Oh my, you know, like, you're very registered that you're Nigerian.
Where?
Exactly.
You're just speaking like in your like really nice accent and doing all the amazing like intonations and all that. But once you say
this one now, son of the soil. Do you get? So it's a beautiful thing to be Nigerian. Honestly, we just hope that we have good leaders. Because at the end of the day, the Nigerian spirit will not blossom. The people will not reach their potential if we don't have good structure in place. We don't have good governance in place. Because the every Nigerian needs is just structure. All we just need is good governance. Yeah. Give us what we need. Just give us an enabling environment. And watch the average Nigerian flourish.
Bright, imagine that, like, without our government doing so much, Nigerians are doing the much that they can.
Without even the help of the government.
Yeah. Yes. So, but one thing else that I want to say out there to us as Nigerians, yes, I know that we're resilient. Yes, I know that we're dogged. Yes, I know that, you cannot keep us down.
Exactly.
We will come out tops, but please, with the whole stress of the mind that we are facing, we know that most of the time, even the resilience that we feel is out of a deep place of brokenness.
True.
So
true.
We are only trying to mask how mentally demoralized we have become.
Mm.
Because of a lot of things that are going on. So in as much as I encourage us to keep being survivors and keep thriving, I also want to encourage us to, you know, look out for your neighbor.
True.
Just in case.
True.
I know that we love each other and I know that we look out for each other, but open up, talk. If you get as they do you, if they pain you one kind, if you won't cry, I beg, tell the next person, right? So that even in our resiliency, we still find a way to be healthy in our thinking, right? Because I know that right now, mental health is the whole rave. Social media, the whole world, mental health issues and all of that. And here in Nigeria, it's kind of been embraced bit by bit. Even though the money is quite exorbitant, you know, to even afford therapy.
Just got you. I saw a meme on Twitter and somebody was like, therapy in Nigeria is a joke. That after confessing to a therapist, can you be the therapist call police? You can't tell your therapist that I just killed like 15 people last night. Didn't call police for you.
I swear, Nigeria is big cruise straight up. But honestly, I know that there's still mental health facilities out there. For example, Mentally Aware Nigeria. I know that they're doing. On social media, they are Mentally Aware NG. They're on Instagram. Aware NG, yes. They're on Instagram. They're on Twitter. They're on social. They're on various social media platforms, and so they have numbers that you can call to talk and all of that. I'm not yet particularly sure about the payment plan, but I don't think it's exorbitant. I don't even think if it's paid for, but it will still do us good to go out and check them out. And please, let's open our mouth and talk. If it's doing you too much, Igbo and Shayo does not always solve it. Yes, please. That temporal feel, but let's talk about it. If it's breaking you too much, talk to the next person. If you can't talk to the next person, just you by yourself in your room, do the, I'm a Nigerian. Keep it moving, right? But still, if you want to cry, cry, because I know it can be tough out here. That's it.
Sure.
And if you want to know what the Niger spirit is, look at people like Wizkid. Look at people like Basket Mount. Look at people like Burna Boy.
Are you happy now?
Yeah, are you happy now? Look at people like Davido.
Which one? Who is yours? Who are you standing?
Machala. That's Wizkid. Yeah. So these guys have put us on the map because, and most of them started from nowhere. That's the typical definition of the Nigerian spirit. They hustled their way to the top. They fought. They gave their all. They worked hard to get where they are now.
True.
And the average Nigerian is a fighter.
The truth is,
you might think that, oh, you're not doing enough.
Kamaru Usman and Israel Adesanya, you want to play with us?
Yes.
Anthony Joshua, we play here?
Do you understand?
No way.
You know, we have amazing people. And the fact that maybe you're not where you think you want to be now doesn't mean that you should stop working. Keep working.
Absolutely.
Keep working. Because the truth is, you never know.
Yes.
All everybody needs is just one big break.
True.
That's all you need.
True.
One big break. And it will happen.
I think all of this is just like we've been saying, oh, we push, we fight, and we come out good. But I think this can be so draining, like really draining. Like,
always having to fight, eh?
You guys should get your PVCs, though. like this. Like me, I know I'm tired. I know sometimes I feel like stressed and just tired. Like somebody comes to this life. Do I really want to just live like this? Just continue just
surviving.
Like, when is it going to get easier or something?
And please, though, Nigerians, like, I swear, one thing that I grew up seeing us, saying, like, as one of our core is we are very hospitable and we're very giving.
True.
We're very giving people. So, especially now that it's hard out there, if you got a little bit of Naira to give to somebody, please.
True.
Give somebody some Nairas.
Yes.
If you got an opportunity, please share to the next person, right? So it's not the time for us to look out for only ourselves. Just because we want to thrive and just because we want to survive. Mm. That little thing you can do for the next person, just based off of the fact that we are hospitable people, please run it.
Mm. Okay. Something that I wanted to say. So one of my friends said something. It's a different perspective, okay, all right, of the Nigerian spirit. And I just thought it would be nice for us to hear. My guy, Shea, he said this, Shea Dele on Twitter. He said, outsmarting the next man. I asked what the Nigerian spirit is. Like, what is the Nigerian spirit? He now responded and said, outsmarting the next man so that you can feel like you've won something in everything, from business to queuing, to negotiating a roundabout, etc.
Mm. So it's like,
What do you guys think about that?
I think it's general.
It's not a Nigerian quality. Like you can say this is a Nigerian thing. No, we see other countries, we see other continents or whatever. We see that there are people who want to step on people's toes to get ahead. So it's not a Nigerian thing. It's an individualistic thing. That's my thought.
And what I was going to say before is just like what Brett said earlier. Like we are competitive people. Like when you were reading it, the only thing I could think of was that's the competitive spirit. We are competitive. When we step into a space, we want to find a way to shine.
Take over.
Like we don't care. Like
we're
okay,
taking over.
You're a 5. I'm going to be a 5.5 at least.
Sorry, is it shine or beat the system? Because like what you're saying now, like we beat.
And this can easily be toxic. Most times it's not about like beating the system. Most times it's about I want to show above every other person here. They need to know that I am here. So the Nigerian spirit
by
like,
jumping the queue.
Yes, we do it sometimes when we talk about.
But that's not. I don't think it's right. Yeah. You know. Yes, some Nigerians do that, right? But at the end of the day, that's not what we want to term as the Nigerian spirit. Okay. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah, because it can be a bit toxic.
Okay. Like, so you don't think there's a toxic side to
Having a Nigerian spirit?
Yeah, what we are about in this country.
Well, because of the kind of where we found ourselves, I think so.
There's definitely going to be the toxic side to it, because for everything that has a good side, there's possibly going to be a negative side to it. So I believe there is that.
One of the downsides of being the resilient spirit is because we've suppressed a lot of things and we don't talk so much about all that is happening in the country.
There's that tendency to be angry.
Oh my God.
Actually, there's a lot of angry Nigerians. It's not even a possibility. There's a lot of angry Nigerians. They are just waiting to just be triggered. Just touch them once. Bing. And they will activate.
I swear. So that's a doubt.
Even the time when this whole rape thing was trending on Twitter, there were plenty attorneys that came up.
Yes,
were,
now.
It's not their problem. Oh.
They carry on for it.
I just sent you a DM. Please respond.
Yes.
I'm going to represent
I'll carry it
you.
On my head. Yes, sir. So I think if we can go on and on and on and on and on, but at this point we can actually wrap it up. And Tasha has said a lot of things by way of, you know, encouraging us, and Bright has also said a lot of things too. The bottom line is there's always going to be a better way of doing things, right? The fact that we are surviving doesn't mean that the system is working. You get, the system is not working, right? The system is not working. And how can we get the system to work? By the most practical way right now is to just get active. votes. You get votes, votes. People are saying, yes, people are saying, are you sure he will, are you sure this person will win? Are you sure that person will win? Just vote. We are not telling yourself who to vote. Just wake up that day and make sure you go out there to vote.
For whom you think will win the country.
Exactly, exactly. And then apart from that, see yourself as a part of the system and believe that you have a part to play in making the system better, right? Believe that. It starts from the simple, the most common things as keeping your environment clean.
Start from your businesses, from your
offices. From your business. Establish that standard that, look, in this place we have this mindset, we have this lifestyle of keeping to time, we have this. So by
that
the
is not a Nigerian thing. That is to keep the
time.
King ABC did not keep.
Not to mention anything.
King ABC. First of all, let's start with King ABC. King ABC did not keep to time. We're supposed to start recording like 2 hours before, but he came like 2-3 hours after.
I had a cold, and the Nigerian spirit ensures that we take care of our own. We look out for our own. Nobody called to check in on me. But I'll be fine.
Anyway, so we've said all that to say, let's just do better. There's always a better way of doing things, and figure out what that is and do it. All right. And to wrap this up, let's just take final words from everybody here in the studio, starting from Sonia.
Okay. The last thing I want to say is
15 seconds. Go ahead, please.
You want the time code? So no, guys, I'm not like that. Stop.
You're serious.
So the last thing I'm going to say is basically, guys, we need to get involved. We already seen the massive strides that we're making, and we could do a lot more if things were better. So true. Please, guys, get your PVCs. In a couple of months, we will have to decide where we go from here, where we're going to be in the next 8 years. So please, let's try, let's do this thing.
Okay, so closing remarks. Nigerians, we're beautiful people. I love being Nigerian so much. It's such a vibe. So let's just keep the spirit. Chima, what are you doing? Let's just keep the fire burning. Let's keep being resilient. Let's keep being passionate. Let's keep being loving. Let's keep being hospitable. And please, let's not fight ourselves. There is no Igbos at these, Hausas at these, yes. Yorubas. Come on.
Yorubas are demons.
No.
No, that's not true. I love Yoruba people. My best friends are Yoruba.
I'm sorry, guys. I think Sonia is sipping a little thing. But there is no division, please. We're Nigerians first, before all of that, okay? So let's just keep loving each other, and please look out for the next person. If you have an extra 10 naira, 20 naira, 15 naira, that will not be too crazy for you if you give out. Please do so. Let's help one another in these times, yeah.
Okay, for me, in closing, right, the Nigerian spirit entails like ego better, right? So for us to get that ego better, we need to get our PVCs. You know, we can't keep saying, oh, you go better, and we have an opportunity to change our lives, you know, for a long time. If you calculate 8 years with your present age now, think about it.
Just think
about it. Calculate 8 years with your present. Some of us will be fathers and mothers. Some of us will be grandparents. Some people would have been, you know, so. It's a make or break for us this period, so it's important that we keep the Niger spirit alive and do what's right, be passionate about our country, and you know, just give your best to the country. I'd like to say thank you to everybody that has been listening to our podcast. It's been amazing, the feedback we've been getting. You guys are the real MVPs.
Sure.
Thank you, guys. It's been fun. It's been amazing.
It's been lit.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Also, drop your feedbacks and your comments,
yes,
on the
please.
Nigerian spirit.
Yes, please.
Come on.
We're going to be sampling everything you're sharing with us. So please go ahead and share your thoughts, share your frustrations, share your pains. If you whoever you are not happy with, go ahead and let's hear from you. And you're going to be hearing from us soon. from this podcast.
Get thank your PVCs. So
please get your PVCs. Some PVCs are already available for a certain batch of people who registered. From June last year to January this year. If you registered, please go and pick up your PVCs. They are out already. Please, guys, stay frosty, stay happy, stay jivey.
Stay wicked.
Until we come your way again next time. Enjoy. Peace.
Bye. It's Lifeport.
I'm sure you enjoyed that episode, didn't you? Now go ahead and share this link with your friends and loved ones. Also, why not join me on Instagram and Facebook at Lifeport with C and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. That is Lifeport with C on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this as well. Have a fabulous week ahead.